SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, persons with disabilities benefit from Labour Ministry's Disabilities Project. And stay with us to find out what we'll feature in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Hundreds of persons with disabilities are to benefit from a range of activities to be carried out under the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project. The project costs just under $300 million and is being funded by the World Bank and the Japanese government. The beneficiaries are being targeted for activities focusing on training and employment under the project.
Will facilitate training and employment of 500 persons with disabilities on PATH, among several others, and the strengthening of the services offered by the Early Stimulation Program through the provision of equipment and adaptive aids, building the capacity of staff and providing support to parents and caregivers of children with disabilities.
Director of Social Security in the Ministry, Denzel Thorpe, was speaking at the opening ceremony for the inaugural biennial two-day Regional Disability Studies Conference in Kingston recently. Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan geared towards transforming Jamaica to developed country status. Among its targets are the strengthening of systems for the storage, treatment, and distribution of water. This will ensure the country has satisfactory water supply and sanitation services by 2030. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. James and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Montego Bay Tax Office on March 17, 18 and 19 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
They made me live young and when they make me a promise and say, man, you know, them company they are where you put yourself in a, and you know say well alright, you know suit you. And you know say well alright, me I go deal with you. You have a deal with you, but you just have to wait for you.
Then catch me, man. I spank my skin, man. And tell me, say, well, all right. You can find out if you are the man or I'm here, I'll be picking.
I mean, ever can learn.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.